Throughout August, we're bringing you stories and advice from authors who've written for young people about that pivotal moment where they've left home and set out on their own. It's a series we call Next Chapter. Today, we hear from Veronica Roth. She's the author of the best-selling young adult sci-fi series, Divergent, though that's not what she says when she meets people.
Usually, when I introduce myself at schools, I just say, I'm Veronica, I write books.
Veronica Roth came of age in the mid-aughts in a suburb of Chicago.
One of those towns that I feel like they based the movie Mean Girls off of. like a highly competitive educational environment, but also like a good place to live. The story of my leaving home is kind of inextricably tied to my high school boyfriend. He was staying around my town. He was going to community college in the area, and I was leaving. I was going to Minnesota. I was about to leave, and he was really upset with me for going away to college. And I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears. I had stayed up all night just, like, having this really emotional, nonstop goodbye. He left at, like, 4 in the morning, and I had to finish packing, and my mother and I drove to Carleton College in Minnesota. I had no sleep. I was, like, swollen from crying all night. And it was supposed to be this adventure, but I was exhausted. And it was then that I knew that this was not a good relationship to be in, but I was very stubborn, so I kind of stuck it out for a really long time. Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. I started to develop feelings for someone else, and I went to my pastor. And I told him I was overcome with guilt. And he was like, okay, well, let's put that aside for a second. Let's talk about your relationship. What are the things that you love to do when you're not with him? And I told him that I liked to have deep conversations and I liked to read and I didn't like to watch TV that much. And it just suddenly occurred to me that the person I was in the relationship was not the same person that I was outside of the relationship. And I liked the person I was outside of it. And so, an hour later, I ended the relationship. You're not the one for me. After that, I felt really weird for a while because all the things that I'd said that I liked or didn't like seemed so tied to that relationship. It was like I was completely blank and rediscovering everything. And so I'd be out with people and they'd be like, oh, something as simple as like, do you like seafood? And I'd be like, you know what? I don't know. Like, let's try it. So I don't know, let's try it became like the new motto of my life. And it was the most exciting and most wonderful time. When I think back, I feel shame, to be honest, because I think to think of yourself as the kind of young woman who allows herself to be controlled by a relationship, that's something that makes you feel like you've failed as a feminist or, you know, failed as a woman. But that was a reality for me. I didn't know how to navigate this relationship. I didn't know that it was unhealthy. So I think extending the same mercy and kindness to yourself that you do to your friends and your family, I think that's a huge thing.
Veronica Roth. Her new book, Carve the Mark, will be out next year. You've been hearing the music of Ne-Yo, Katie Tunstall, and Natasha Bedingfield, artists who were on the Billboard Top 100 when Veronica Roth left home. She's part of our series, Next Chapter. I break tradition, sometimes my tribe.